Test.
What's up, Zapata?
Nothing. I just got a message from Austin.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is he asking you to pay a gambling debt?
It just said long time.
Think he's high?
What do you think that means?
Could he be high?
Let me ask him.
Yeah. Let's get to the bottom of this. This is a man's investigative work. Put our sleuth hats on.
All right. He said no.
Okay, God bless. Maybe, getting kind of nostalgic in his old age? Fond memories of us, maybe? When are you going to call this whole thing off?
What do you mean?
Just like end it.
What do you mean? What do you mean, like end it?
The podcast. Everything else.
Like everything?
I figure I only got so many more months of my Zapata fix.
And then it's over?
And then you're just going to say, I am bored of this. I'm moving on to trolling people in other capacities.
You know, I don't really do much more than this.
Neither do I, Zapata. That's the sad thing for both of us.
I mean, the fantasy basketball thing is literally just this with people that I play fantasy sports with. And
how's that going, by the way? I'm way behind on episodes because that Churchill biography screwed me all up.
Well, the podcast is over for the summer. See, that's the best part about it.
Yeah.
Is that there's an end.
Uh-huh.
And so.
There's no end to this, Zapata.
The fantasy season ends, and I'm like, really, like those last like four, I'm like getting like, oh gosh. All right, let's do this. I got to really get myself up. But then by the time football season comes back around, I'm ready.
Yeah. Well, it's like that way with football in every capacity for me, you know?
Yeah, so.
Hey, Zapata.
Yeah.
Are you recording this?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you can put this in the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do believe that I found a guy at work who is the equivalent of you.
Oh, okay? Really?
Yeah. And, well, in many ways, he's not on the internet, which obviously is a big hole in his repertoire if he wants to actually be you. But I'm going to start off. I'm going to set the scene for you, Zapata. First of all, his name, I'm going to give you his first name.
Okay.
Is Dalton.
Dalton.
Yes. Has occasionally, in my presence, introduced himself on the phone as Dalton. You know, like that Patrick Swayze movie, which I think... If you had that capacity, is a move you would do.
Oh, absolutely.
Second of all, he doesn't even know what a troll is. I called him a troll the other day.
Oh,
he didn't
come
know
on.
What a troll was.
Come on.
Seriously. He listens to spinning podcasts.
Spinning?
Yeah, as in like biking.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's odd, Zapata. And the other day, in the move that kind of established himself as the Zapata in my work life, he just cries out in the middle of lunch, "Man, that's a good orange."
You know what? I've never said that about an orange.
Yeah.
But I have said that about a banana.
And I told him that he reminds me of you in many ways, and I told him he should listen to the show. I don't think he's going to do that. He's too into spinning podcasts.
Is he like a big, like, is he into, like, is he?
He's a big bike guy. And the sad thing for him, Zapata, and you will get the import of this, the sad thing for him comment. He's having a kid in a few months.
Yeah.
That's the end of your spinning podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. I hope he enjoyed it while it lasted.
Unless you are like me, Zapata.
Yeah.
The reason why I want to get the show started now, you want to know when I'm getting up to exercise in the morning?
Why?
4:30, Zapata. 4:30.
Oh my god.
It's terrible.
You should do nothing at 4:30 except sleep.
I should be asleep at 4:30, Zapata. At least for another hour. You have no idea how bad I have, because I go out and my first mistake is I go through and I read off news stories on the iPad. And after about 10 minutes doing that, I'm like, boy, should I just go back to bed? You know, I can just get another 50 minutes worth of sleep here. That would be fine, right? Oh, God, brutal. Children, Zapata.
It's the worst.
How many kids you got now, Brian? Like 5?
Hold on.
Two kids, Austin.
Wait, can we talk about the cathedral that Austin's in right now?
Right? All praise the Lord.
I'm going to get baptized here in a minute.
Like I said, dude, like, I am in a living room that's, like, completely empty because I'm about to move out, and I'm talking to you on my tablet, so the mic is, like, not good.
Oh, that's so amazing. So why is the, why is it
not
empty?
Not that much worse.
Like, what's going on? Did you get kicked out of school?
No, I'm done.
That would have been a better story if you would have got
right? Wouldn't
out.
It be like, oh, man.
Like, you threw
and then,
your,
like, the ending song from The Breakfast Club just played after I gave the dean the finger, right?
Don't you forget about me.
Hey.
So how did sophomore year go there, Austin?
Sophomore?
Are you junior?
No, I'm done.
You're done? Wait, done?
Done?
I am wearing the alum shirt right now.
Wait, hold on here. Right. What happened?
Is this a time warp situation we're in?
Right, it's like infinite all over again, except I didn't kill me in another past or future.
No, how does this work? Because we've only been doing this show for 4 years, and you were in high school.
That's not true.
Hold on. I am completely...
Yeah.
I am lost right now.
So I'm not the only one. Okay. Good.
No. I had Austin at sophomore, becoming a junior, but having to take some freshman-level classes again.
No, you got me early, dude. I think maybe freshman... I think you got me, like, freshman summer, like, when I was done with freshman year.
No, you were going to school at some point during you were entering college, and that
No. I think I already entered college.
Okay, so
and then like the first year was done, and then maybe I started like during that summer.
Okay, Zapata, I'm not the only one whose mind is blown here, right?
No, my mind is completely blown. I think he's pulling one on us.
So what's the degree?
You should totally just look at the. Here, I'm gonna start some video here if I can. Allow me. I totally won't.
Everyone who's listening to this is going to be mind blown.
Yeah, mind blown.
Yeah. I'm finishing up some like my last homework right now. So
Austin, what's the degree in?
Computer science, information systems.
Sounds like you can get a job with that, Austin. That's a good thing.
Hopefully. Granted, though, I feel like the program itself was like horrendous. Like I feel like my degree is like such a sham.
But
every single guy I know that works in IT at the company that I work with, which is a major company, didn't start off in IT. So you are already ahead of all those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't really want to get into IT.
No, the problem is everyone that's all in that. IT is stealing money.
Like, I didn't say that.
I said that.
Oh, well, I mean, like, the definition of a person that works IT is someone that can search Google really well. Like, my previous job was somewhat like that. Though it was mostly like programming shit, so that was the fun part of it.
On a totally different note, Zapata, are you at the point when you're searching laundry where your son's socks and your wife's socks are too similar in size that you can't really tell the difference between the two?
Not yet, but it's getting close.
This is a problem I'm dealing with right now as we speak.
Now that we've talked about my microphone, Brent,
yep.
What tin can are you talking through?
What tin can are you talking through?
Bluetooth headset, guys.
so let alone you're doing laundry and you look like a businessman.
He's that guy.
Right?
Very high douchebag factor here, yeah. But I apologize. It's just too convenient. I can't help it. Walk around with this thing all day.
Oh, nuh-uh. No, you don't.
Well, when I walk into work and before I start work, I do. Then I take it off when I'm on the phone.
So people see you like that?
Yeah, many people.
Like what?
Wearing a Bluetooth headset.
Oh.
Hey, Redfield. Hey. Guess who's with us?
I know who's with us. I invited.
Mr. College alum.
She's the one that has orchestrated this entire event.
The instigator.
Right?
She's the straw that stirs the drink.
I'm so glad you had time to show up.
Yeah, sorry I didn't come last time. I just spaced it.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. We're very hard to schedule for.
Extremely offended is what he meant.
I did not mean that. It would be hard to offend me.
Whatever. I'm just gonna start my own network in a day. Like I'm just gonna bounce and be like, I'm starting my own show, guys.
God bless. Keep it up.
Austin Radio.
And he did. He's gonna be on it.
Probably.
Talking trash. Some Yang.
Oh, man.
I have a very limited time here before my friend comes knocking. I've been dyeing her hair.
Oh, that's what the girl thing is.
Yes, I'm putting blue in her hair. It's been awesome.
The entire internet has grander visions.
Well, of course, that was the point.
Not to come off as an asshole, but how is the delivery job?
I fill out my paperwork on Friday.
Oh.
As in your resignation paperwork?
No, as in I'm going to be a delivery driver for Papa John's, and I start on Friday.
Okay. What kind I didn't of see that coming.
No, what kind of benefits do you get for that? I've always been curious.
Dude, all the pizza you want, man. What?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's probably going to be it.
And probably, no, crazy tips, right?
I hope so, but I have to claim those on my taxes.
Or do you?
Realize how, like, excited some, like, overweight dude just, like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
his house alone on a Saturday.
He's going to be ordering
who's
pizza.
Who's, like, so lazy
every
that
day.
Just orders some pizza, and then you show up.
Oh,
wiener's
man.
Out. It's a wiener out situation.
And it'll be, like, a reverse porn scenario. It's fine.
I think it is porn scenario, because I have seen my fair share of pornography.
You don't want to shock us or anything.
I've never seen a porn where there was a girl delivery person that, you know, it's always the dude.
No. I know what you're talking about.
So it's reverse.
Okay.
Austin's saying he's seen girl pizza delivery, the artifice of a girl pizza delivery driver in pornography.
And, things, but I like it.
And I tend to agree with him because if it's porn, anything exists out there.
That's true. And I mean, if this whole delivery thing goes well and it goes in that direction, maybe
you're gonna go into porn?
Maybe I'll start making better money being a fake delivery person and, you know, getting gangbanged.
So you're basically gonna translate a Papa John's job into prostitution?
Yes.
You definitely would get paid more because gangbangs, from what I hear, the actresses actually get paid more than just a traditional one-on-one because, let's be real, that shit is fucking ridiculous.
But you can't get into the porn industry without taking it in the ass anymore, and I don't really think I'm comfortable with that.
That's where you draw the line?
That is a line that I draw, yes.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
A long, hard road from Papa John's delivery to porn.
Long and hard. Brent yep. is full of sexual innuendos about mm-hmm. pizza delivery.
All right, are we going to call this a show as a pod? I don't want you to play any theme music because you're bad at that.
What do you mean? My theme music is Town Nine.
I think you need to play fucking, what's that one song? My Land Goes Blue?
The President?
Right,
I've also
that.
Love
it.
Zapata?
What?
So this is episode, what do we want to call this? It feels like...
69, because it's the porn episode.
And that's the porn episode, yeah. Alright, so I'm BeastSmith3258. You've already heard Zapata, you've already heard Redfield, you've already heard Austin. How you doing, guys?
It's a call-in show!
Yay!
Oh no, I made a mistake!
Terrible, terrible mistake. Yes. So, Austin, you graduated from college. What's next?
Work.
Do you have a job lined up?
Yeah. I mean, it's super informal. Like, I know some dude in Telluride that does IT stuff that I'll probably just follow him around. I don't know if I'm going to get paid for it, but it'll at least keep me busy until I actually find a legitimate one.
Living at home?
Hells yeah. Rocking the fucking worst internet ever.
That's kind of rocking.
Wait.
Getting like 110 kilobytes a second.
Are you back at your parents' house now?
No, I'm not.
Okay,
I'm not going to move out till.
You're still in the empty room.
Yes. No, I'm in a church.
That's the worst place you could be.
It really is. Watch your cornhole if it's a Catholic church. All right, so you're leaving. Austin, where are you going to buy a new game system?
I have a dope PC, so I've already purchased one.
Okay. That's the direction I'm thinking about going.
The one thing you want to be worried about though is with the new stuff coming out is probably the hardware requirements are going to get pretty intense.
Okay.
And you might want to wait a little while until you actually do end up purchasing one.
Yeah, I'm not.
Don't buy a PC until next gen.
So you're not talking about the PS4, you're talking about the PS5?
Yeah.
That's about right, Zapata. People know what they're coming for, and that you gave it to them. Yeah. All right. So, what else, Austin? You know, it's been a while since we've talked. What else should we know about?
I don't know. I'm an open book right now. Ask whatever you want.
The college experience. What are your three takeaways?
Liberal arts is a huge waste of time and money.
I loved liberal arts.
Liberal arts major here.
Yeah, it was probably one of the biggest mistakes I made. What else? That's about it. I'm thinking right now. Have fun. Don't have too much fun.
Do you think that you had too much fun, Austin?
Yeah. I think I had the perfect amount of fun.
No,
for an extended period of time.
So you didn't have that much fun.
I had a good amount of fun.
Did you have so much fun that you're like, this isn't fun anymore?
Yeah, like it started getting to the point when I was like, what am I doing with my life? And that happened at like 21 coming on to 22, and that's pretty early for that to happen.
That was when you left us.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now you're back.
So, Austin, do you have a girlfriend? Did you leave college with a girlfriend?
Fuck no. Are you kidding
any
me,
any prospects?
No. Dude, lone wolf, man. Like, the way I've set my life up right now is at the drop of a hat, I'm willing to move to, like, pretty much any part of the country. And I don't want anything really to hinder that.
No, I don't blame you. That's rational. It's bleak, but it's rational.
That's how I live my life.
I'm blessed.
That's the way that I want to live, too. So, we're pretty much soulmates.
Right. So, what else do you guys want to know?
Who are you asking? Redfield?
No, do you just fire away?
Redfield, you go ahead, ladies first.
Oh, I know everything already, because Austin and I had a long chat.
Just one?
It lasted a long time.
Well, we Facebook messaged. Is that a long chat?
That counts, dude.
Does that count?
Oh, yeah. left you a really meaningful birthday message, man. Like, I thought about that before I sent it.
Did you send me a birthday message?
Nope.
Uh-oh.
This year.
There's happy birthday.
Is it your birthday?
No. It was birthday in August.
How old are you, Redfield?
Old. Don't lie.
Yeah, no, you're on the record.
Oh, well, I think people are pretty much familiar with the fact that I'm 25.
Alright.
I didn't know that.
It's gonna be another 5 years till the freak out.
I already freak out every day.
Hell, why do you freak out, Redfield?
Because I get drunk.
That's a problem.
We talked about this. Every day.
Role reversal.
I think you've gotta put the booze down, Redfield.
I think you gotta pick them up.
I have some apple ale in my hand right now.
Aren't you dyeing somebody's hair?
No, she is blow drying it where I bleached it, and then she's going to come get me and I will put the blue dye on.
Don't you have to be stone sober to do that?
This is my first beer.
She's got a tolerance, so lay off, Brent.
And I have plenty of time. I don't have to be at work until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, so.
Man, that's early.
Yeah, it seems pretty early.
Yeah,
for
why so early?
Pizza at 10.
So Friday.
So what are you doing right now?
I still work at the dental office, and I'm gonna stay there part time.
Did they fire you, or why would you leave a dental office in favor of a, lucrative career in pizza delivery?
Well, on the record, because no one I know will ever listen to this, my boss is a fucking dick.
Oh.
You might want to take that off the record.
let's take that off the record.
And I don't know. I have a rebellious attitude, and I don't put up with it when people get nasty with me, so fuck them.
Did you
Why
screw things up, Redfield?
Word, Redfield?
Exactly.
When you did your job perfect, he'd be nice to you.
That's true. Uh-huh. That's how it works.
What?
All he demands is perfection. He seems like a perfectly reasonable man to me.
Perfectly. I thought it would get easier when I stopped living over there, like with my mom and her boyfriend, who's my boss. But
okay,
wait, hold on. Wait, this is way more complicated.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's a completely different situation.
Yeah, like, you should, that's what you open with, not like secretly say it at the end. Or not like secretly, but like nonchalant.
Now we,
he's banging my mom. That's cool.
He's basically my stepdad, and he's been a total dick to me lately. And
he just wants better for you, that's all. He sees potential.
I don't think so, or else he would have given me a better position at the office.
Well, maybe
if we just take it one way, he's trying to make you quit so you actually do go out and find something more fulfilling.
See, he is helping you.
I'm getting a pizza delivery job.
Yeah, but we know what that leads to.
I did have another interview last week, and I'm taking the pizza job over a job working as a receptionist at a hearing aid place.
Well, you got to get paid.
Seems like a little bit of yelling would be involved in that job.
Exactly.
you've had some good stories, at least.
Loud ones, anyway.
Starting to go down. I don't know what happened.
Is it starting to go down?
Am I losing it?
No, we hear you.
Okay.
Boner?
Boner City. Huh. Population, this guy.
He's coming down.
Is it going down?
Well, if it's going down, I say we just quit the show. This could be a show.
Wait, we didn't even say anything to Canada.
Hold it. I gotta get back to, Jizzy sent me emails, so I gotta read those.
Hi, Canada.
You gotta read those right now. Are you fully torqued for Jizzy's emails?
Workaholics reference -5 points.
I was watching it this morning before work.
-25.
What reference?
Workaholics.
Okay. It was a show that was good for about like a season and a half, and their writing slowly, like heavily went downhill since then.
I see it on Netflix.
First season.
You're in the clear.
Justified season 4 was very good. You still on that one, Austin?
Yeah, let me think. What happened at the end of that one?
Do we really want to spoil it?
No spoilers.
It was alright.
No spoilers.
Yeah. You should watch the pot of that's now on Prime Instant Streaming.
I only watch Homeland now.
Dude, fuck yeah.
Give me the Homeland synopsis. I don't want
spoilers. He's not a terrorist! Or is he?
Yes, he is.
I think
no spoilers! No spoilers!
So the synopsis is you have a CIA agent.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. Who has schizophrenia, right? Is that her deal?
She's a manic, what do they call it? Bipolar.
Manic depressive?
She's bipolar.
Okay. And she...
I think she's a little more than bipolar.
Yeah. She's a little bit more than bipolar. She's tripolar.
But she's crazy.
That's no help, the plot.
And then the plot is an army soldier, or I guess a ranger, comes back after like a 7-year imprisonment.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And the plot of it is has the other side turned him or not?
He's a terrorist, or is he?
No, he's not.
He is a terrorist. Spoilers.
Is it worth? Oh, no. Is it worth me paying for this?
Yes.
Yeah, it's
great.
It's really good.
It is great.
It has a lot of buzz.
Oh.
It's deserved.
It is the best show on television.
You wonder what the worst thing is, though? It has a lot of buzz, and then Zapata comes in and starts talking about it months after the fact and pretends that he's part of the buzz. That's the real problem with this show.
I'm serious.
Dude, let's just start talking about The Wire and how it just came out, and it's amazing.
Well, can we talk about if you're a terrorist or not a terrorist? Like, if you think about terror but don't actually act on that terror, are you really a terrorist?
No, that's just emotional terrorism.
Hey.
If you have terrorist intent.
It's so light. Okay, guys, I'll be back shortly. I'm going to mute this, and I will come back when I can.
Okay, show might be over. I'm going to be honest.
Don't go anywhere. Just hang out for a little bit.
I'm going to give this show another 32 minutes at the moment.
Love you, bye.
Night, night.
It was so light, Pata. Even you have to agree.
Franchise.
Franchise is here, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello? I told you, it's a college show.
What?
So franchise. What if you had terrorist intent? Are you still a terrorist?
Is it premeditated?
Yes. It's absolutely premeditated. But for whatever reason, you didn't go through with it. Are you a terrorist?
But you would have done that shit.
You would have done it.
But wait a minute. Did I go through it in my mind?
Yes. Many times.
I went through with it.
Yeah.
I whatever happened, it was a terroristic thing, and I just went.
Just say, I am a terrorist.
I am not a terrorist. I did not blow. Whoa. I did not blow up the factory, if that's what you're getting at.
No.
I wasn't getting at that, no.
What about
but
you?
Now we know what's in your mind, so you are a terrorist. Kind of looped you in on that one.
Wow. Really?
Sorry. Had to happen.
Wow. Is that like...
So did you guys just blow a big part of the plot of Homeland for me?
Or no. Actually, no.
Let me give you a little rundown of something.
Okay. That.
You have never known in the history of man a black terrorist. Not one.
Malcolm X. He was a terrorist.
Yeah. No, Malcolm X was a terrorist.
Dude, Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela was a big terrorist.
That's racist. You have never known.
I think there are some of the Somali Muslims are terrorists.
Aren't the Black Panthers like a group of terrorists?
Whoa.
I mean, one man's terrorist, another's freedom fighter, and all that jazz.
So nobody's a terrorist then.
It's all perspective, Zapata.
Do you want me to go ahead and answer that?
Yes, go ahead.
It's kind of racist.
I saw that coming. I'm going to be deeply uncomfortable with this conversation. And by the way, speaking of deeply uncomfortable with the conversation, our first email from Jizzy, who I've been letting slide in the mailbag. Sup guys, blah, 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 small talk, something effed up, onto games, Bioshock Infinite. It was effing amazing, but surprised no one bitched that you only kill white people. Speaking of, I know I enjoyed it. Next game.
Is this the same game where people were saying, you must like dark meat? Is that the game we're talking about?
I hadn't heard, but I guess. You played it.
Do you like dark meat, B. Smith?
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes?
Yes.
He loves dark meat.
Yes.
Do you eat dark meat? That's what I'm going to know.
I've never had the opportunity to eat dark meat, but I do eat dark meat occasionally. In fact, I like it. My wife only makes breast meat, and it's flavorful. Given the opportunity, though, I would eat dark meat. So, Jizzy continues, I know I enjoyed it. Next game, Guacamelee, it's a Metroid kind of game, but your farmer turned luchador via magic mask. Kind of disappointed that you're a Mexican with no gun or knife. Also, cross by. Next game, Soul Sacrifice demo. I don't know jack about it. No one lets me play games on the effing weekend. I also bought Dead Island 2 Special Edition to either set it on fire or just a normal unboxing for YouTube. His sign off, me, I know that bitch. She was crazy, cock crazy back in the day. Friend's friend, that's my mom. Me, oh hi, Mitch Molina, nice to meet you.
What the fuck did that mean?
Fantastic. That was the sign off. He's summarizing conversations that he's had, or could at least claims to have had.
They're great.
I really hope he's had.
Oh, I believe absolutely 110% that he's had those conversations.
I just want to know whose mom he had.
I think he was referring to his mom.
No, as a friend of a friend.
I hope it wasn't his own mom.
Bioshock thing there or whatever.
No. Okay. My understanding is though, Jizzy does like dark. Next email from Jizzy. Dear sirs, I hope this letter finds you well. Nah, just effing with you. I got play Injustice Gods Among Us. It's just like the last Mortal Kombat game, but not effed hard. Instead of bone breaking. B-R-A-K-I-N-G. That's not right. Combo. You get a superhero beating the shit out of someone. For some reason, if you buy it at Walmart, it comes with DC Border versus Mortal Kombat, so enjoy that shit. Also, I got Dead Island Riptide. I put up an unboxing video bashing the effing thing before I even played the game, and I was right to do so. This game is shit. Instant overcast and rain out of nowhere. They just start you at level 15. What's the point of that? Shit. and they take away way long to die, even the weak ones. But if you have a bad day at work, shitty kids, or just want to release your inner crazy, buy it. Kick zombie to the ground, sit on his chest, and punch his face till all your worries go away. Once again, his sign-off. Friend, how do you fail a CPR test? Other friend, he molested the doll. Jizzy, you saw how she was looking at me. Fantastic.
No, that's accurate, though, because have you seen how they look at you? They're asking for it. I completely agree with that. Lazy eyes.
Well, I can say one thing. He is correct about Injustice God Among Us.
Okay.
It is like the last Mortal Kombat.
Is it good? Is it really good?
I've been playing it until yesterday when I got Star Trek.
What are you guys doing? What are you guys
playing
doing?
Playing games, I think.
Why are you guys, what are you doing?
Okay, let's
I'm just reading books.
No, I want to know what these two are doing. They're trying to talk about video games on the PlayStationShow.com podcast. And
God, get off.
God forbid.
How dare you?
How dare us?
How dare you,
sir?
I told you I'm bad at this podcasting. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Speaking of which, what is this called now?
No.
This is the PlayStationShow.com podcast.
Wait, what?
The PlayStationShow.com podcast.
Wait a minute, I haven't heard Redfield yet.
Non-terrorist edition.
I thought she was excited I thought she'd be excited for Austin.
She got Austin on.
Ooh, sorry, Frances. You missed 80% of the show already.
Yeah. What I'm going to say is probably the good part, which is sad to say, but true. Can I air some dirty laundry here?
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Darth Nation, when you were Skyping me the other morning, were you high?
Okay, what did I do?
answer that question, then yes.
Oh man.
It was bad, man.
What happened?
What did I do?
I have to go back into the Skype. I'll get the Skype here.
Oh no, you don't need to pull out everything I said.
Oh no, we need the archive. We need the archive.
I don't know whether I can find it. I think I might have deleted that.
Hopefully pics too.
No pics, thankfully. Fill time, guys.
Wait, is it in poor taste to put?
No. I wouldn't be like that. I think what I did was I asked you for maple syrup.
Oh, that's what it was.
Right? Didn't I?
Yeah, something.
And that's all I did. And then I think I threw my whole fucking.
You sent me your address. Yeah.
Yeah, I gave you my address.
But I don't think you ever asked for syrup, and you went into a very deep soliloquy about how the world is bleak or something like that.
What?
It was odd.
And the syrup is just the metaphor for how, like, no matter how hard you try,
yeah,
you're just going to end up fucking at the bottom of a plate all sticky.
Yeah, you just boil and boil, and all you get at the end of it is just stickiness. You know?
I'm a deep drunk, I guess.
Hey, Darth, you live in Canada, the land of subsidized syrup. Why do I have to send you syrup?
I want to try your syrup. I mean, I've just heard so much about it. I mean, I might as well get on the train.
Yeah, actually, I need more syrup.
Wait a minute. You want to taste his syrup and get on the train?
That's right.
Exactly.
Choo choo.
So you're going to get on the train so you can taste his syrup.
Yeah.
Choo
choo. Classic.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hey, Franchise, did you ever get your syrup?
No, I never got my syrup.
Really?
All you sent him was dark meat.
It's moist anyway.
Okay.
Franchise, I'll have my parents track that package because they definitely mailed it.
Okay, no problem. Could be anywhere.
It could be anywhere, exactly.
Anyway, Brent, it's not a must. You can just
send
it to me because I'm in Canada, so.
Yeah, that's the problem. I don't know how expensive it is to get it to Canada.
Right.
I'll take a look into it, Canada. I owe you syrup. I podcasted with you in anger, so if I have to send you syrup.
Right.
In anger.
It's a sad personal rule I made for myself, but there you go. All right, so what else do you guys want to talk about? I've read Jizzy's two emails. I feel vindicated at this point.
How about sports?
Let's talk about Dragon's Dogma and how great it is.
Oh, no, please. Stop.
I don't know what that is.
It doesn't even have real multiplayer, so I've heard. Because I don't
play it. It should. Like, I don't know why it's not in there. But as it is, the game's great. Story is pretty bad. The dialogue is terrible.
How about the graphics? They oversold.
PS2-ish.
Yeah, they oversold that game.
Really? They can get away with that?
I wouldn't say it's that bad, but it's definitely not good. But the fighting bad for what you're doing. It's so much fun.
I found the Skype chat text. It's a dramatic reading. Darcy Kennedy, we are dirt. Brent B. Smith, who is dirt? Darcy Kennedy, you, me, everybody, cheers. Brent B. Smith, okay, I'll bite. Why? Darcy Kennedy, all of this for what? Brent B. Smith, all of what? To further our existence or to harbor our likes and wants. Brent B. Smith, this sounds kind of bleak first thing in the morning. Darcy Kennedy. Okay, go ahead.
Why are there two Brent B. Smiths? I've got B.B. Smith, Brent B. Smith, and then I have this Brent B. Smith.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You stopped us for that?
Sure did.
I had a steam engine rolling here. Darcy Kennedy. So I said my last line. This is kind of bleak first thing in the morning. Darcy Kennedy, your morning is my prime. Cheers, Brent. Brent B. Smith, have a good one. Darcy Kennedy, have a good one. I will give you my full address. Give me his address. And closes the Skype chat with, so how's business lately? And then tries to call me. I don't pick up the
phone. And then I try to call you. Wow.
Yeah.
That was abusive.
I've gotten a few of those.
From me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Maybe I should cut down.
Let me see.
Take a step back.
Maybe.
Reevaluate.
Let me go back here. I'm going to search.
Okay, yeah, franchise is going to go back.
What, we all have just Skype archives of me just blasted out of my mind?
Oh, apparently. Nevada, do you have any of those?
Darcy Kennedy tried to call me at 5:40 p.m. 3 weeks ago.
You can only imagine. All right, so
if only any one of us had the ability to record these conversations.
Yeah, Zapata.
Actually, I do too.
Oh, good enough. Franchise too.
And we all have it archived.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's bad.
What's the next game we're going to talk about?
Yeah. Sorry.
I got a great game. Okay. I got a great game. Gran Turismo 5 Killer. Real Racing 3 on the Android Marketplace. It's amazing. It's like microtransactions meet my money, and then I win. Oh, it is so much fun.
It is the bomb. I've played it.
Bomb.com. And everyone should – the cars look real. The driving physics feel real. The money that they take from you is real money.
It's real.
Yeah.
It's
real money.
Hey, did you get the Rumble feature for your phone?
No, I don't have any Rumble. I'm playing this on my Nexus tablet.
Nexus 7?
Yeah, Nexus 7.
What up? High five.
Yeah.
Across the world.
What top? Wham.
Holla. Thinking about buying one of those as a navigation system.
What? What?
It doesn't have,
No, they have a 3G one.
They have 3G now? Okay.
No, they don't. The GPS is connected constantly. You can use it offline away from Wi-Fi.
Can we clarify something?
Shit. Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's get clear.
About, MLB the 13, the show.
Oh, let's talk about it.
I didn't know we had muddied the water.
Yeah, no, this is really confusing. So
I just want to just clarify something. So, franchise, your game crashes a lot, right? Like, just stops on you. Like, you have to hard boot your PS3.
No, my game doesn't crash.
It freezes.
When I go online, and I try to connect with somebody else, it freezes right after you throw the first pitch.
Mine's been crashing and freezing. So.
Haven't had a crash yet.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
That's
clear.
Cleared up.
Clear as mud.
I'm going to have to get with somebody and see if I can test out.
Get with me.
No, don't get with him. I've known to not have any issues. So if you both crash and freeze up, we don't know anything, right?
Yes. What we really need to do is develop some form of a round robin here.
Actually, I need to connect to both of you before you connect to each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To not tamper the jury pool.
Oh, let's not talk about jury.
I think we might be missing our metaphors here.
Speaking of jury, I got called in for jury duty.
Really?
I'm gonna be able to duck out on it because I don't live in the county during the day if they actually requested me.
Yeah, that's all you gotta do.
That's how Zapata got out of it.
I just completed jury duty yesterday.
Did you convict him?
It wasn't a conviction. It was a civil suit. Hmm.
So two brothers murdered each other then, right?
Whoa.
Who gets the money?
Whoa.
Which is my brothers.
I mean, people that are related.
Bros.
And are both male.
Bros, you know. Bros. Yeah.
Whoa. It's getting a little dark.
Wow. If you know what I mean.
I know what you mean up top.
Is this conversation making you a little bit nervous, like it's making me nervous?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. Doesn't take much for me, franchise.
I'm getting a little bit disturbed over here.
We are dirt.
Yeah, apparently. Of course, Skype says. People are going to hate this show, Zapata.
Who cares?
Given the small number of people that actually listen.
What do they want us to talk about? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I don't know. Games?
Robot Unicorn Attack 2? NCAA Football 14 Kinect Commands? Is that what they want?
I play Minecraft on my devices.
What
I play Dota 2 a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you give them any money?
No.
Right, do you know I have freed myself from all iDevices?
Why?
No, that's a good thing.
That's a very good thing.
Very good thing.
I'm agnostic around it, but why?
Everything I own now is Samsung.
Okay. You own a Samsung tablet?
Yes, sir. I have a Samsung Galaxy Tab 2, 7-inch.
How's that working for you?
Lovely. Okay. I have a Samsung Galaxy S3 phone. I'm Skyping with you from my Samsung notebook.
What? Yeah, Samsung socks.
I have a Samsung tattoo on my back.
Tramp stamp.
Tramp stamp, yeah. You beat me to that.
No, not that low down. It's across my back, across the top, you know, shoulders.
Shoulders.
Yeah, no tramp stamp.
All right, so what else, guys? Is this, you know?
What? Oh, this is, we're getting into it right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, this is the meat and potatoes of...
what we do.
Yeah, what we do. This is it. This is what we're going to pay for. Oh, yeah, that game was really good.
No.
What? Oh, you must have.
I can understand why, because it has a slight resemblance to Mag.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just a tinge.
Oh, yeah. It just it scratched that itch.
I thought that was good call. Good call, Austin. That was a good – that's how that got there.
But it's not good. The actual shooting is pretty bad. I don't know what anything, I don't know how any of that works. The fact that they introduce a marketplace like, alright, go, buy stuff. It's
beta.
Like, oh shit.
Buy stuff now, in beta.
Right?
Break our game, and then we'll never be able to fix it. Oh, genius. Now, what's the other game that everyone's been playing lately?
I haven't turned on my PlayStation in months.
Really?
Yep.
You should sell it.
I don't think I get any money for it.
You should. Well,
could I?
Wait, don't you have a laptop too?
Yeah, I have a laptop.
Do a bundle package. Broken laptop, never played PS3.
I didn't. My laptop isn't broken. My wife actually uses it.
Oh, really?
Cleaned with a vacuum.
Cleaned with a vacuum, yes. You're never going to hold that. You're never going to let go of that, are you?
That is seared into my mind, man.
What about
it worked.
Dead Island Riptide? Come on. That just got released.
Yeah.
Is everybody still playing that Tomb Raider game?
Yeah, Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider, I've been playing that.
Yeah, tell us about it. It's amazing, right?
It's amazing. The graphics. Oh, this is the game that you wanted to see on PlayStation 3 all along.
Okay.
They've taken full control of everything.
So I've seen about 45 minutes of that game being played. Beautiful. And the guns sound like toys.
Uh-oh, the classic Austin refrain.
Right? Right?
They don't sound like they're ready to kill?
Yeah, they don't sound like they're ready to kill.
Wow.
The callback.
Would that be because you're listening to them on a TV with bad speakers?
No. This was on my PC. I was watching a YouTube video, and I have pretty decent headphones. No, I'm saying the actual, like, the noise is made from the gun.
Do you really think that it's going to sound like it's supposed to on a YouTube video? Who recorded it?
It was a dude that is pretty legit. He does a... I don't know what the fuck that noise is.
That's not me, I don't think.
No, it's me. That was me. Noises in this apartment complex. Fuck. No, it was just... I don't know, just the gun audio. It's like you shoot pop-cat guns.
You should play the game. Rent it. Redbox.
Yeah, rent it. Redbox it. Come on. Get it on Steam for a dollar. Is somebody taking a shower above you? That's what it sounds like.
Like a garbage disposal.
I think you're right. I think that is the plumbing in this place. Let it just. I'm gonna mute my mic. Just let it just soak in.
Wait.
Does he live there?
That's an apartment from Zach and Miri.
I know what game Austin is playing. It's Defiance. Oh, that game really is so good.
I heard that game was trash.
No, it is so awesome. And it has a tie-in to a sci-fi television show.
Oh, that show is trash.
That show is so good. That game is so good. Think about like a single player MMO.
Okay, now it's time for me to start rolling.
Isn't that kind of like not what an MMO is supposed to be?
But that's what this game, that's what this game is. It's a single player MMO. You go into the world and you can do quests and you're on your own doing these quests. But at the same time, there can be all these other lone wolves.
Isn't that like Monster Hunter?
Doing the same quest. Well, you're not really fighting monsters. It's more like waves of enemies, but you're doing.
Isn't it an established fact that the only reason why anyone would play an MMO is because there's a lot of other players because the gameplay conventions are so terrible?
The thing is, it's like, it's spontaneous multiplayer. And that's the best kind of multiplayer. Like, you know, when you go to the park and you're just playing, shooting some hoops, and then all of a sudden you're this big white guy and there's this other retarded black kid, and all of a sudden you're playing again.
I don't even have any idea what this is.
Spontaneous multiplayer. That's the best kind of multiplayer. And that's what Defiance is. It's a single player MMO. And I recommend everyone watch the show, play the game. Watch a week of the show, play more of the game. You will get the full Defiance experience.
No, you will get a full toilet.
The full toilet experience?
Yes.
God bless.
Dystopian. What? Earth? I think it's Earth. Defiance is like a ship or something.
Why are they making all these games so racist?
You know what? This game sounds good.
Yes! That's what I'm talking about. You would love it, Canada.
Racist. Canada, why don't you get Star Trek and play it with me?
No, don't get Star Trek. Don't play it with me.
Star Trek for PS3?
Yes.
Did that just come out?
It came out yesterday.
Oh, okay.
What's Star Trek game?
New game, or off of the new movie, right? That's coming out soon?
I can't really see any tie-in to the new movie, but you never know.
The game is just called Star Trek.
Yeah, it's just called Star Trek. It's not Into the Darkness.
Let's listen to the trailer. We need to know.
We need to know what this is about. No. This is a bad, bad idea.
The Vulcan is dead ahead, Captain.
Hey, and that's all from PlayStationShow.com podcast this week. We'll see you 2 weeks from Sunday.
It's still going on, just to let you guys know.
This looks like Mass Effect, but
wait, the trailer's still going on, or that noise is still going on?
He said the noise is still going on.
Oh, man, that's even funnier.
Yes, E. Diddy, exactly. It's just like Mass Effect, but good.
Good.
And
okay, I'm going to buy that game.
And why?
It came out, and you could play it co-op.
Oh,
I kind of feel like I should buy a game. I felt like it
Defiance.
For a couple
Defiance.
Weeks
now. No, Defiance.
Oh, no,
you thing. Loved... You love, what's that one game you love that was awful? That was an MMO?
DC Universe.
Yeah, DC Universe. This is DC Universe.
I was playing it the other day.
Think about it like this. It's a little bit of Mag. It's a little bit of Fallout 3. It's a little bit of, a little bit more of Mag. Throw in some Borderlands and sprinkle a little Mag on top. Like the Mag expansions. Sprinkle those on top. What do you have? Defiance. And then with
Magpie.
The TV show. Yeah, Magpie.
It's hard to believe that there were Mag expansions.
Who thought that was
a good idea?
I own them all at full price.
I own them too. I can't deny it.
Have they reviewed this game yet? Star Trek and Defiance?
Oh, Defiance got like it got 95 on Metacritic.
It got like a 5.
No, it got a 95. It is too good.
I think Jeff Gertzman described the console version of that as unplayable.
He's a hater.
I refuse to play it. It's too racist.
I agree. Too racist.
It got a 64 on Metacritic.
Wow.
But nobody trusts them.
Hey, oh. No, you pass with that. You can get a degree with a D.
See?
Trust me, I know. I'm educated.
Hey, she passes it all the time with the D.
I don't know what to do with that.
I hope you do. You have a bunch of kids.
You pass the D?
Oh, that D.
Wait, what's going on with Oblivion, the movie?
Didn't they cancel that?
No, they didn't cancel it. It got released. It was out already.
I didn't know that there was.
Why does everyone hate it?
Because Tom Cruise kind of sucks as a leading role now. Like, he can't really carry a movie.
Really?
Without a supporting cast.
Yes. Morgan Freeman's in there.
And a bunch of other people in the movie.
I mean, because if you look at the past, it was like Jack Raker did pretty poorly, but like stuff like Mission Impossible, which was an ensemble, did pretty well. So if he can actually play off of people, then I think he does wonderful. But if he's just him, which it looks like this movie is like the I Am Legend for him, Tom Cruise, then I don't think he's going to do that well.
I Am Legend is amazing, though, so.
It really wasn't that good, Zapata.
Oh, it was too good. I love it.
Why do I own it then?
Yeah, why does franchise own it then if it wasn't Blu-ray. Too good?
Bad decision-making process.
What's the best Tom Cruise movie?
Top Gun.
The one that he was not.
No, not Top Gun. I'll say that beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Rain Man. Easy.
I'm going to tell you the best movie.
Collateral.
I'm going to tell you the best movie, the best Tom Cruise movie.
All right.
The one that he did not star in. The one that he didn't show his face one time.
Oh, wait. No. I changed my vote. Rock of Ages.
Ew.
Man, when he walks out the first time with that thing over his junk.
I think he did pretty good in Tropical Thunder?
No. Stacey Jones.
Yeah, it was Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. That's his best.
Yeah, because it didn't look like him, and you couldn't really tell it was him.
That was good. That was good. Up top, down low. That was good.
The big hands.
Yeah.
All right, that's all for the PlayStation show this week. Up top, big hands.
I'll see you guys in another 6 months.
Hey, yeah, I'll talk to you in 6 months.
You should come by more often.
Austin,
we're always here.
It's fixed.
What?
Get whatever that is that was going on in your house.
No, it just ended.
Wait, you're leaving?
What timing? Oh, shit.
Yeah, say goodbye to the audience.
Is it over?
We're satisfied.
Are you satisfied with your girl things that you were doing?
Yeah, hair dye is so sexy.
Oh, hair dye. I thought you were... Wait a minute, which hair?
I was dyeing my friend's hair. No worries.
Up top.
You like that one, huh, Team Canada?
I'm exploring that for a reason.
Really?
All right, so that's all for us. We'll talk to you again in probably 2 weeks, something like that. Goodbye for all.
Since you all, good night.
Wow, we were just getting started good.
They continue the show. I'm leaving. Have fun.
Wow.
Stay with him as long as you like.
Brent.
Yeah. Yeah, Redfield.
Does your wife need a massage? Is that why you're leaving?
She did on Sunday night. She built a patio for me.
She built a patio?
Well, we bought a new grill, and we had to put it on our lawn, and...
Wait.
Are we still recording?
This is show material. This is show material.
Okay, yeah. Continue with your...
Okay.
I love how at this point most people would probably stop listening if they do like down like this.
I would hope so. Good taste and decency would drive most to stop at some point.
They're still going to listen. They love Austin.
Yeah, exactly. Austin is a show seller. So she basically, we bought the new grill. The new grill was not sitting in sort of the, you know how buildings have rocks all around the outside for drainage?
Yeah.
You with me? Okay.
Those rocks do exist.
Okay. So we would wheel our old grill into this little rock course at the side of the building, and it wasn't working for this one because the casters were too small. So I went down and bought a bunch of pavers, and I stacked them all up on the outside of the house,
What's a paver?
Paver is like, illegal. It's an illegal immigrant you pick up at Home Depot.
I had stacked several pavers.
So you hired people just to hold your grill? Now that's racist.
Exactly, Zaman. I pay people to stand outside my building and hold my grill up. Yes. So a paver is like a brick that you put down, and it's like a cobblestone. Except uniform in nature. But these were pretty heavy. I'd say they were probably around 30 pounds or something. And she just goes outside and decides to build this little patio so that we can roll the grill up on it. And, she, you know, hurt her back very badly. And then, you know, I sign in on time for the show to start at 8:00, and Zapata sends a tweet saying, I gotta watch another episode of Homeland because I'm a douche. I won't be there till 8:30.
That's a direct quote.
This is getting serious. Much,
that's a retweet right there.
Pretty much. So I pick.
I can't believe you just called someone a douche.
Wow.
Well, he's Zapata, serious.
If a douche fits, wears it. So I decided I would bow out of the show, and now we're here. We are on Wednesday night, the one night a week that I actually work a normal schedule. And
can you recap the Jizzy emails for me? I'm sorry, I missed them.
No, I cannot. They were very funny. They were very funny at the end. I'll say that for sure.
Say fuck.
All right, that's all.
Right now, Brent.
I only say that to farm equipment.
Just say fuck.
And I said it about Comcast earlier this week because they scrambled all of our
channels. And you yell at the pavers.
Or you could say cunt.
I do sometimes say that as well, though. But generally only in the context of farm equipment or Comcast.
Oh, yeah.
And generally I put motherless at the beginning of it.
I would love to hear him go ballistic on something or someone.
A tractor.
A child.
No, not a child.
Wait, that's a cat. It's cat, right?
Duh. Farm equipment. A hoe.
I just saw
it. I never got that angry with my cat. That doesn't happen. So. All right, that's all. Yeah, have a great week, everybody. We'll talk again, and not next weekend, but the following weekend.
Okay. Have a good night, Brent.
Night-night.
Have a great fucking week.
Don't Skype me again, Canada.
Right.